WestNewberry.com.
No, we're not from West Newberry. No, we can't hip-hop like you. My client is the conqueror. I'm just Brock's advocating Jew. You gonna beat Brock's ass cause you the doctor of the thugs? I mean, you've beaten all the best, but now Lesnar's on your plate. You say your time is now. Brock says your calendar's out of date.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post-show.
I have options on how I handle this. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tweet about it until my fingers bleed. In that tweet, and however many characters I get, I am going to threaten. That's right. If I don't get what I want, I'm going to riot. And if that doesn't work, then by God, me and my friend Mark, we're going to stop watching.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
Let me tell you something, you self-righteous little puke. I am an A-plus player. I always have been, and I always will be.
And Lindsay Ward.
I have shattered glass ceilings. I have broken down doors. I have done more in 1 year than all of you have done in your entire collective careers.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
We have not heard this theme on Monday Night Raw since 2012. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Raw Post Show with Lindsay Ward having a happy live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Presented as always by PWMania.com and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop motion action figure, wrestling action figure needs. I screwed it up because I said her name first and I'm all discombobulated. It's called the Lindsay disease when trying to promote that stuff. Hi, everybody.
My ovaries are glowing right now.
A lot of returns, a lot of surprises, and a whole hell of a lot of fun was tonight's Raw reunion. I guess that's the best way to put it.
I guess
it is. Whoa, let's try that again. You sort of broke up on that one. Try that again?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, there we go. So we had a lot of interesting things go down. Seth Rollins had to watch his ass tonight. Because a beast was on it. as Paul Heyman put out on Twitter, watch your ass, Seth. And, well, Brock Lesnar was here to fight, baby.
Brock Lesnar was here to mess somebody up.
He came out to start off Raw, ready for a fight. He didn't even let Paul Heyman introduce himself. He just went right for it. Get your ass out here, boy. He had a lot of boys and babies tonight.
Mm-hmm, he did.
Lesnar was serious. It was fantastic. Lesnar was great tonight.
Yeah, Lesnar was not here to mess around. Lesnar was here to just mess people up.
So instead of Seth Rollins coming out at the start of Raw, Triple H came down. And
well, he has to protect his son.
He does. And if you don't know what Seth Rollins thinks of Triple H, go listen to this week's edition of The Rack, where we talk to Seth Rollins over at RockRadioShow.com right now. Anyway,
yep.
I just had to throw that plug in. So, Hunter came down. He was trying to cool things down. We'll go back. Let's calm down. Let's calm down. He was upset. He was like, Seth Rollins embarrassed you last week. Curb stomped your head in the ground. I get it. That's not a good thing. And then, well, let's go backstage. We'll calm down. We'll get you a steak. And then he and Heyman could talk like businessmen. And Brock's response was, are you here to fix this? Are you here to fight? And Heyman was not happy because he was screaming, this guy pays our bills. He's our meal ticket.
Yeah, Heyman trying to talk sense at Brock is amazing.
Then you had Steph come down. She was trying to cool down Brock Lesnar. They were trying to play peacemakers and wasn't having any of it. And, Seth Rollins stuck his head in and was sort of poking at the bear. And you don't poke at the bear, Seth Rollins. Just point it out.
Because the bear will come find you and eat you.
He tried to talk, and, you know, he told him Lesnar to be patient because you're going to get your shot at me right before I can take your title at the Royal Rumble. And, well, Heyman said that was a discussion for adults and he shouldn't be involved. But it then gave a spoiler that the winner would be Brock Lesnar, but before he could finish, John Cena came out, told him to shut up. And, you know, he went on and on, said that someday, you know, the champ will be here. He called Hunter and Steph the world's biggest assholes. Steph then brought him back out because she heard something.
This is the point where they blackmail John Cena into a match tonight to try and save Ryback and Eric Rowan and Dolph Ziggler's jobs once again. But, well, this time they want John Cena to put something up on the line because, well, they gave him a match last week and he failed because, oh, that's right, he's a loser. And, well, they want him to prove himself because, again, John Cena is a loser and nobody likes losers. And so, well, Cena has to put up his spot in the title match in exchange for a match of Hunter and Stephanie's choosing to get Dolph Ziggler, Eric Rowan, and Ryback's jobs back. And because, you know, Cena would do anything for their jobs, Cena sort of hesitates. He tries to stop them, but they won't let him speak. And, well, to sort of sweeten the pot in this whole scenario, they leave it in the hands of the WWE Universe. So it's up to us to convince John Cena to give up his spot in the title match to save Eric Rowan, Dolph Ziggler, and Ryback. And I should note, if Cena loses, he loses his spot in the title match. If he wins, the guys get their jobs back. And it's up to us to convince him to do it. Hashtag save Rowan. This is where, you know, we had to dig deep and vote and...
Yeah, we did. Thank you for covering for a second. I needed... My voice went for a minute. Anyway.
Sorry. Had to remember what Steph heard and it's like, oh yeah, that's right. But yeah, so basically, it's up to us to save Eric.
Right, and which has been our campaign for about 2 weeks now, save Rowan.
Hashtag save Rowan.
So, yeah, Steph was brilliant in this. She. And Rollins screwed up a little bit, trying to make it a line, tuck your tail between your legs. But he's like putting your legs between your legs. Oops. He was like, you could see it on his face. He was like, oh, crap, I screwed up.
Well, you know, like you do. It happens all the time.
Like you do. This was a really fun open until Cena came out. He dragged a little bit when Cena came out. But Brock was fantastic.
Brock was fantastic. This was a perfect use of Brock. It was just, they just let him talk just a little bit. You let Heyman do the rest. There were some really nice interactions. I liked the fact that they kept Seth backstage and away from everybody. They kept Cena and Brock apart, which was what you needed to do. There was no brawl here. And you had the authority being their snarky best, where they manipulate John Cena into a match, and Heyman was just Heyman. I mean, you can't really go wrong with Paul Heyman.
No, you really can't go wrong with Paul Heyman. And what they announced earlier on the Raw pre-show was our opening contest of the evening, and I'm just going to say match of the night because there was only a few, but it was Bray Wyatt and Daniel Bryan.
Oh, my God.
Just talk about it.
It was epic. One of my favorite matches from last year was Bray versus Bryan at the Rumble. And
I know.
And this was not as good as that match, but this was almost as good. They got time. There was a lot of aggression. They were pulling a lot of really high risk spots.
Bryan was selling the crap out of his neck tonight.
Yeah, he was. Bray tried to take Bryan's head off a couple times. And, well, and probably my most favorite part of all is Uncle Kane comes out, and he and Bray are working together to screw over Bryan. Which, I know that sounds so wrong, because I love Daniel Bryan, I adore him, but the fact that Bray Wyatt and Kane are working together even a little bit makes me so happy. Because I've been waiting 2 years for this, where they're going to work together, because I want closure from that storyline. I want it so bad it hurts, and I will take whatever I can get at this point.
Yeah, yeah. We've been joking on the rack that they're working together, but tonight they proved that they actually were working together.
Yeah, I'm still not 100% convinced that Bray just let Kane go and that was that, because Kane's the only one that Bray took and, you know, was never confirmed that Kane got let go.
Right.
Until he just showed up in a suit one day.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, so... But yeah, this was... And there was very minimal interference from Kane on this. So the match was pretty much all Bray and Brian. It was really well done. Gonna have to go back and watch it again because I missed a lot of it. But yeah, this was great. But what do you think?
Just make sure that I have a running tally in my office. I want to know what's going on.
Hey! Let me tell you
guys.
Yo!
What's up? Hey, what's going on, man? How are you guys?
Sweet soup. Are you still working that authority gimmick?
Yeah, it's not a bad gig. And I mean, listen, you guys are back, right?
Yeah, I mean, but drop the suit, run around with us tonight, delegate, man.
Actually.
What you ought to do is join us out there on the Legends panel. You know, that way you could get us three Legends drinks and stuff.
I'm kidding. Seriously, what is with the suit? What are you, like Vince Jr.? Why don't you just bring all of Cena's friends back, and that way you can just give them all a hard time while they're here.
I get the suit thing, Sean, but it's not like a Remington shirt. But, you know, I don't come where you work and tell you how to kill defenseless animals.
No!
Oh, it's true. He doesn't.
It's not going to be a click reunion without X-Pot. Where's X-Pot?
Yeah. I don't know. He complained all week that he wasn't... My dad is going to throw a hip up.
Press charges.
Poor thing.
I got this.
God, that happened to me before.
It's happened to me before.
You're funny.
You're hired.
Hat. He is my stunt double. Go change.
What the hell kind of show you running, man?
I'm so ashamed.
I heart the click.
X-Dow.
Yeah. X-Dow was awesome. Yeah.
X-Dow sold this.
Yeah. So as I said, as I thought I had my microphone, I muted. Great match
yeah.
Earlier. Yeah. And then you had that segment. Yeah. By the way, the one thing we've learned tonight, because he's been fired, and they've been playing up the storyline, tonight they made Eric Rowan tweet.
Just so amazing.
I think that's the biggest thing you take out of the way from tonight, is that Eric Rowan was tweeting. And he never tweets.
He never tweets. Ever. Yeah, but he was sending out inspirational tweets, and the last time he tweeted before Raw was December 28th, so almost a month ago. So he tweets about every 2 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks, whether he wants to or not. So,
and they're very nonsensical tweets, too. They're just sort of there.
Well, he was trying to be very inspirational, because he's like, you know, ripped from a place of acceptance makes me crave it more. Without fear, I shall climb this mountain. So,
no, tonight, yeah. Usually. No.
Oh, yeah. Usually he is completely random. That's awesome.
Yeah. So
normally it's he's on the road and he's listening to music, but yeah. Because we have the ever favorite classic of mine, which is Driving North. and he was driving north for about 5 months because he went from February 19th to August 13th without tweeting. That was a long drive.
It was a long drive. Really was a long drive. But anyway, it was cool to see Kevin Nash, Scott Hall, X-Pac, and Sean screw around with Hunter.
I heart Sean so much.
They all took shots. Sean got in his cheap plug for his Remington shirt. And they were like, yeah, how about that? And then X-Dale, awesome. It's tremendous. Great stuff there. We then had a Raw Reunion Legends panel about the Royal Rumble with Ric Flair, Hulk Hogan, and I'm out of breath, Shawn Michaels. He was doing his breathing exercises after doing his big old entrance.
He's a little blown up.
Shawn is awesome. I'm just going to flat out say it. Shawn is freaking awesome.
I love Shawn.
And you can tell he was feeling this tonight. Like, the last time he was there for the last panel, he just was there. This one, he was actually feeling. He was into it. And the best stuff was, so he was breathing, and he was asked a question, you know, yes or no, should John Cena fight? He goes, he's breathing, yes. And then him and Hogan got into it a little bit, and, you know, Sean stood up, and here we go, you keep needling me, it's SummerSlam 2005 all over again, let's do it, come on. And then Hogan's like, you really don't want any of this, and then Sean's like, yeah, you're probably right, and just sits back down, it's tremendous. So what happened was Sean picked Bray Wyatt to win the Royal Rumble.
Thank you, Sean.
Sean, you have a great opinion. We appreciate it. Hogan picked Daniel Bryan. And who did Ric Flair pick?
Dean Ambrose.
Yeah.
And you know, somewhere in the back, all three of those guys marked just a little bit.
Right. So then Big Show came out. He ran down the legends. Yada, yada, yada. It was Big Show rambling on and on. They wouldn't be. They're scared of him. They're all has-beens. Yada, yada, yada. Talked about winning the title, Ric Flair, and the best part of it was Shawn hiding behind Hogan. He was tremendous.
That was adorable.
So Ric Flair, being Ric Flair, took off his jacket. Shawn was like, "All right, give me your watch. Give me your jacket. Give me your watch." And then Ric Flair chopped Big Show and then got knocked out by Big Show.
Yep.
Roman Reigns then came down, knocked Big Show out of the ring, and that was the segment. It was an interesting segment. And then Big Show came out and sort of killed it. Best way to put it.
Pretty much.
Tired of the Big Show. Can we move on from the Big Show? Please. Renee Young talked to John Cena. He said, you know, he's ready for it and all. So good stuff.
Good stuff.
Then we had a non-title match. Bad News Barrett, Dean Ambrose.
I wish this was a title match.
Why is that?
I want to see Dean go for the IC belt. I want to see Dean as IC champion. I want to see Dean with all the belts.
You want it over Bray Wyatt?
Yeah. I don't think Bray needs to title this. Is not what he's really about.
Right.
Let him get through Mania and whatever they're going to have him do at Mania, and then start pointing Bray at titles in the summer.
Oh, I'm with you on that one.
But yeah, I want to see Dean with another title.
Because Dean Ambrose picked up the win over Bad News Barrett.
Yep.
The New Day showed up. They beat Tyson Kidd and Cesaro. Hooray.
Completely random.
Well, they've been fighting.
But yay.
But they've been fighting, and they're going to be in a six-man on the pre-show for the Royal Rumble. Then we had the NWO reunion.
Oh, my.
Hey, yo.
I love when he does that.
Now, everybody knows you can't have a reunion without X-Pac.